Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Craig, are you going to watch Hamilton? They're making a big deal that it's streaming now, this musical that everywhere it goes, it sells out in minutes and the tickets show up online and it's thousands of dollars for nosebleed seats.
Gotta say, it seems unlikely.
You don't think that that's something your wife pulls you into?
That's fair. I did convince her to watch Uncut Gems the other night, so I'm probably due for
a
one
trade,
on the other end
a
there.
A quid pro quo.
Yeah.
I see your Uncut Gems and I raise you Hamilton.
If I watch it, that's probably how it would go down.
I'm not going to say Uncut Gems hit too close to home because I'm not cheating on my wife and I'm not making shady deals with NBA players over jewelry and things of that nature. So it's not an apples to apples situation, Craig.
But
there were some moments in that movie, some degenerate, compulsive moves in that movie where I thought to myself, man, I know exactly what he's thinking right now.
I will say, some of the parlays he bet with, I mean, this isn't a spoiler
alert
or anything.
The bookie would never, in real life, that's one where the common sense police should have stepped in when they went over the script and said, look, nobody out there that's ever bet is going to believe this part of the movie. Where the bookie's taken a seven-leg parlay and the first part of it is who wins the friggin' jump ball?
Yep. That's the one that got me.
No bookie in America is taking that bet.
Not even Mike Francesa.
Not even Mike Francesa, who was the, I think he made his acting debut. Did you know, this is a rumor now. I'm going to have to preface my next comment by saying it's not confirmed, but I've heard it several times. Did you know that Paul Zeiss was in several high school musicals?
I did
was
not.
Was a big hit at Penn Trafford. Fiddler on the Roof. Oklahoma.
I can only remember one of them, but I did two of the high school musicals.
Really?
Yeah.
What was your, was it more of a background?
Oh, background guy, yeah.
You didn't get the lead in either.
I didn't even try for the lead in either.
I've heard some of Zeiss's singing, so I'm a little bit surprised that he would have been cast as a major character in some of these high school...
Shut the hell up!
Yeah, exactly. Some of these high school musicals.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
No, that's what I've heard. It's true, Paul.
If you suggest that, somehow you're a hater. You know, we're back to that whole concept again. You're a hater. I'm not a hater.
Well, apparently, you were big into high school musicals.
Everybody shout, let's go, Bucks!
Oh, yeah, here we go. I forgot. Paul Zeiss's show tunes.
I think this one's got a bit of a lead in. I picture him dancing at this point.
We got a love thing. We got to feed it right. There ain't no danger. We can go too far. We start believing. Now that we can be who
we are. Oh, it's going to be so bad we played this again.
This is the word. They think our love is just growing pain.
Paul Zeiss show tunes. where do you go from there is the question. How about another? We'll just keep with the bizarre theme here. Chad Ochocinco on Twitter says the Texans are the perfect team for Antonio Brown. And then minutes after he says that, Deshaun Watson likes it, retweets it, comments on it. Right away. Gets right into it. And we've seen these flirtations with Antonio Brown and star quarterbacks. It's really a testament to his incredible abilities as a football player that despite just scorched earth napalming three teams in short order, the Steelers, the Raiders, and the Patriots, burning bridges in all three places in a very brief, quick amount of time, that we still see star quarterbacks who want to work with him. Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, and Deshaun Watson becomes the latest. It would not be surprising if we heard teams with nothing to lose talk about Antonio Brown. Teams that have sunk to the bottom of the NFL and have been there for years that are just looking to make a Hail Mary throw at relevance. The Jaguars. You know, teams that are very rarely interesting and relevant. Teams that are totally in the Buccaneers have been that team for decades, and now they got Tom Brady, and they cut to the front of the line because of it. A team like that, that doesn't have a huge following. Well, what the hell? Let's bring Antonio Brown. Washington. And now would be a good time for them to bring in Antonio Brown, because that would get people to stop talking about their nickname. But it's really not those teams. It's the teams with the great franchise quarterbacks that seem to be tied into Antonio Brown. And that's very odd to me, because Ben Roethlisberger is in that pantheon. He is in that class of quarterback. And you would think that Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson would think, well, I don't want that headache. I don't need Antonio Brown to be great. If he couldn't get along with Ben Roethlisberger, who forced him the ball and fed him all the time, how am I going to get along with him? But I guess he's kind of like did you read or watch Lord of the Rings, Craig?
I did not.
No?
Never got into it.
Okay, well then I'm not going to be able to make the analogy better. It's almost like there's a shininess to Antonio Brown where even quarterbacks against their better judgment see it and are tantalized by it and are drawn in by it. Gollum, I think, was that weird thing's name in Lord of the Rings that was super into it.
I know that reference, yeah.
If I were the Texans, I would do it, by the way. I think Houston, they need to win at all costs. They keep making these moves. Bill O'Brien, who runs everything there, is the football czar. He's the coach, the GM. He's all three branches. He's judicial, legislative, executive. He's all three. He runs the whole show. He's a monolith there. If I were him, I would say, well, what? I don't have anybody to answer to but the owner. I don't have to sell the GM on it. I don't have to sell anybody on it. And you figure O'Brien is cut from the Bill Belichick cloth, which means I'll get him here, I'll coach him, and I'll get him to buy in. You traded DeAndre Hopkins for pennies on the dollar. You've got to make the most of the Deshaun Watson era before he gets too expensive. And that would be the kind of move where, you know, I look at Bill O'Brien as the type of personality, though, that might not, that's an understatement, that probably would not do well with Antonio Brown. I could see that just blowing up. There's a lot of Todd Haley in Bill O'Brien. A lot of, like, I'm right, and this is the way we do things, whether you want to or not. But if you're Houston, you don't have, I don't think, there's no patience there. There's no wait until next year. You've traded, like, all of your first-round picks for guys like Laremy Tunsil. I would do it. And just hope that you get Antonio Brown, you catch him on a good day, he's on his best behavior because he knows it's his only way to get one more big contract. Put in with Deshaun Watson, see if it works for 1 year, and then let him leave in free agency, and when he signs a big deal, get a third-round pick back for him. That's the Patriot way. The Texans come here. That's one of the things, Craig, about this season that is going to take some getting used to. These matchups where I picture the way Steelers fans will react to someone or something. Myles Garrett, for example, he's going to come back here and potentially play his first game in Pittsburgh since he bonked Mason Rudolph on the head with the guy's own helmet. And there might be a few thousand fans there, but it won't be 68,000 plus. How about the Ravens on Thanksgiving night? I know night games are not historically the most well attended, but you would think that game would have the potential for a totally electric atmosphere, and that might go by the wayside. If Antonio Brown ever came back here to play against the Steelers, I think that place would be a madhouse in normal times. So does AB make sense to Houston? I think he does. If you're them, what do you really have to lose? Steelers play that division this year. Colts, Titans, Jaguars, and Texans. I think the Texans, from a betting standpoint, have the most value in that division, Craig.
Go on.
Because I don't buy Phillip Rivers at 38 years old. I think the Titans are a one-hit wonder like Jacksonville was a few years ago. I don't think the Jaguars with Gardner Minshew are going to win 10 or 11 games, and I would just trust that Deshaun Watson is good enough to win 9 or 10 games on his own.
Texans always seem to be there.
Yep. They beat the Bills last year in the playoffs. Their general manager is doing a lot of self-sabotage with bad moves, but he did draft Deshaun Watson, and he did trade for Laremy Tunsil, who has worked out. So it's not all bad with O'Brien. What are we betting on instead today? La Liga stuff?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Hasn't started
45
yet.
Minutes away. You know what I don't like about musicals? Getting back to Zeiss's career in High School Musicals and Hamilton being, I guess, available online now or whatever. I don't like that they sing the whole time. I think what I'm saying is I like plays and not musicals.
I was going to say it's the whole selling point of a musical.
Yeah. Why can't you just talk it out? Why do you need to sing to make your point? I like, if there's a story, I want acting. I don't want singing.
You don't even like the little combo? Because it's not just all singing.
Dude. Yeah, I know it's not like, it's not song for 90 straight minutes, but what do you think the ratio is? 60 minutes of, like, for every 1 minute of talking, you get 2 minutes of singing?
I was going to say reverse. 60 minutes of talking, 40
singing.
No,
I don't think, man, I don't think so.
We can ask Zeiss later.
Shut up!
Yep.
How about that? You're going to let me talk.
Where did it go Where did the flip happen for him in life? Where he went from happy-go-lucky High School Musical guy, High School Musical kid, to the Zeiss we hear fly off the handle now. There had to be a breaking point. Was it Twitter? Was it the invention of social media that caused Paul to just explode?
Oh, it certainly didn't help.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.